Hello and welcome to episode 851 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. It is my pleasure to be with you this morning. My name is Terrence M. Stanton. We are recording on Easter Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us begin with St. Alphonsus Liguori's Tuesday prayer to the Blessed Virgin Mary to obtain a good death. O Mary, how shall I die? Even now that I think of my sins and of that decisive moment on which my salvation or eternal damnation depends, of that moment in which I must expire and be judged, I tremble and am confounded. O my most sweet mother, my hopes are in the blood of Jesus Christ and in thy intercession. O comfortress of the afflicted, do not then abandon me. Cease not to console me in that moment of so great affliction. If I am now so tormented by remorse for sins committed, the uncertainty of pardon, the danger of relapse, and the rigor of divine justice, what will become of me then? Unless thou helpest me, I shall be lost. Ah, my lady, before death, obtain me great sorrow for my sins, thorough amendment and fidelity to God during the remainder of my life. And when my last moment arrives, O Mary, my hope, help me in the great distress in which I shall then be. Encourage me, that I may not despair at the sight of my sins, which the devil will place before me. Obtain that I may then invoke thee more frequently, so that I may expire with thy most sweet name and that of thy beloved Son on my lips. Nay, more, my lady, but forgive my boldness. Before I expire, do thou come thyself and comfort me with thy presence. Thou hast granted this favor to so many of thy devout servants. I also desire and hope it. I am a sinner, it is true. I do not deserve so great a favor, but I am thy servant, love thee, and have full confidence in thee. O Mary, I shall expect thee. Do not disappoint me of this consolation. At least, if I am not worthy of so great a favor, do thou help me from heaven, that I may leave this life loving God in thee to love thee eternally in paradise. Prayer for the conversion of the Jews. O God, who dost also manifest thy omnipotence by mercy and compassion, listen to the prayers we offer up for the enlightenment of the unbelieving perfidious Jews, that they may acknowledge the light of thy truth, which is Christ, and may be saved from their blindness. Grant, we beseech thee, all-powerful God, that the remnant of the Jewish people may walk in the way of salvation, and by following the preaching of the blessed John, thy precursor, they may safely come to him whom he foretold, Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord. Amen. Today, friends, we are continuing to look at the Fatima Crusader, the publication from the Fatima Center. This is the Issue 132, Spring 2024 edition, and it has to do with the fake Sister Lucy hypothesis. This is entitled Chapter 2, Father Gruner Responds. Father Gruner addresses the fake Sister Lucia theory in 2012. During a Q&A session at a Fatima Center conference in 2012, Father Nicholas Gruner and Father Paul Kramer were asked, "Some people have claimed that a fake Sister Lucy was substituted for the real Sister Lucy for the purpose of public appearances. What do you think about this?" Father Gruner responded by referring to the infamous interviews of Sister Lucia conducted by journalist Carlos Evaristo in 1992 and 1993. Evaristo claimed he interviewed Sister Lucia in her convent in Coimbra, Portugal, and he attributed to her a series of statements that contradicted what she had said over the previous 75 years concerning the consecration of Russia and the Third Secret of Fatima. Father Gruner stated, "Well, first of all, it all depends on from when you date this fake Sister Lucy. I think it's believable or conceivable that with these interviews of Carlos Evaristo, who held her hand for 2 hours, according to himself, that all it would take would be the Mother Superior of the convent, who was less than honest in some of her replies on other occasions, commanding the porter not to say anything, along with having Sister Lucy's niece, who could well be a lookalike to her. Mind you, when you see her headdress on her, it doesn't fit, and she doesn't speak like Sister Lucy. Sister Lucy was terrorized by the vision of hell, but she would talk about it. This other person would talk about it like it was a picnic. So the idea that Evaristo interviewed an imposter, that's one explanation. I'm not saying it's the explanation, but it's one explanation that was certainly proposed by more than one person. Father Kramer added, "It's not impossible that the real Sister Lucy would have created a problem by telling the truth, so it is quite possible that she was kept in seclusion, and they could have had someone else at least appearing publicly to impersonate her. There's nothing incredible about that. They're very capable of doing a thing like that, and it wouldn't surprise me if it were the truth." To which Father Gruner responded, "I agree." Father Gruner addresses the fake Sister Lucia theory in 2014. In 2014, on the Fatima Center's Your Questions Answered video program, Father Gruner was asked by host John Venari, the editor of Catholic Family News, question, "Was the person referred to as Sister Lucia, who died in 2005, not the original seer of the apparitions, but an imposter who replaced her in order to make false declarations with respect to the Third Secret and the consecration of Russia?" The following are excerpts from Father Gruner's response. "I first agree with our questioner that there have been false statements by an alleged Sister Lucy about the consecration of Russia or the Third Secret, but you don't need to have an imposter Sister Lucy to do that. There are websites and there are people who claim that Sister Lucy died in 1960. But I would first like to point out, until 1989, I'm not saying beyond, but just during, up till July 1, 1989, there were no fake letters of Sister Lucy claiming that the consecration was done. There were no statements that the Third Secret had been fully released. So why do I say July 1st, 1989? Because shortly after that, the word came out from the Vatican that everyone should say the consecration is done. The Pope has done all he can, and therefore, since he's done all he can, don't pester him anymore. Say the consecration is done. So the questions about an imposter Sister Lucy only come in after 1989, July 1st. So up until then, I think anyone should understand it was the real Sister Lucy who was saying, no, the consecration is not done. And she met the papal nuncio to Portugal, Portaluppi himself, and she said this, it's reported. And she has contradicted these lies about the consecration quite officially, quite often. And I don't think there's anyone who disputes that at all. And the other thing is that it is telling that when the Vatican released what they said was the whole Third Secret in June 2000, they never had Sister Lucy around. She wasn't there. If they had this fake person being able to carry this on, and it's simple enough, basically they were afraid of her. They're afraid of the real Sister Lucy saying that that's not the whole thing. During the same interview, John Venari expressed his doubts about Dr. Horvat's case for a fake Sister Lucia and challenged proponents of the theory to undertake a more serious investigation. He was unconvinced by her comparison of early and later photos of Sister Lucia, which he believed was an entirely inadequate approach. Photographs alone, he opined, could never yield a conclusive answer to the question. I do a lot of investigative writing, and I personally would never base anything on a photo. People's looks do change over time, and even their jaw structure changes over time. If you're really going to do this right and present yourself as saying there was a fake Sister Lucy, I think an honest journalist has to spend about a year, at least 6 months in Coimbra, where Sister Lucia lived in a Carmelite convent, really investigating, questioning, getting to primary sources, and seeing if there's any truth in it. Absence of that, just putting photos together and saying, oh, therefore we conclude there was a fake Sister Lucy, with respect, I just think it's too shallow. So ends chapter two. Well, may Father Gruner and John Venari both rest in peace, or both saintly men, gone too soon. I think if Mr. Venari had had more information made available to him, and Dr. Chronowski with Sister Lucy Truth has done a great deal of investigation and hired experts pertaining to photography and dentistry and facial recognition, all sorts of things. And it seems beyond any shadow of a doubt that at 1967 and thereafter, a woman who appeared in public claiming to be Sister Lucy was not actually Sister Lucy. It was a totally different woman. But you can check it out for yourself. Look at the website, Sister Lucy Truth. We will continue to get into this in the Fatima Center's response. And as I stated yesterday, I believe the folks at the Fatima Center, at least the folks who are there now, Mr. Veneri has gone on to his eternal reward, as has Father Gruner, who seemed to think that there was an imposter. But the folks who work at the Fatima Center now seem to agree that there was an imposter, that there was a fake Sister Lucy. But their take is they don't want us to be sidetracked by that. And I agree wholeheartedly. We have to stick with the Fatima message and the five elements of the First Saturday devotion, which are, number one, make a good confession within 8 days before or after the first Saturday. Number two, receive Holy Communion. Number three, pray 5 decades of the Holy Rosary. Number four, keep Our Lady company for 15 additional minutes while meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary. Number five, offer each of the above acts in reparation for the blasphemies and offenses committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And I've mentioned this before, and I will repeat it now. The Fatima Center says, help us present Our Lady with a spiritual bouquet of 100,000 First Saturdays by the 100th anniversary of her request of this devotion, December 10, 2025. To join the challenge, please visit www.fatima.org/100x100. That's www.fatima.org/100x100. Now, I'm not affiliated with the Fatima Center in any way, shape, or form. I don't receive any money from them, but I believe they do a lot of good work, so I just wanted to mention them. Let us conclude, friends, by also discussing Helping Autism Through Learning and Outreach, available on the web at halo-soma.org. That's halo-soma.org. .org. Also, please tune in to episodes 277 and 548 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast for more information pertaining to RPM. That is an acronym for Rapid Prompting Method, a system of communication for non-speakers. Before my niece was 8 years old, we didn't even know her favorite color. Now, thanks to God's grace, her hard work, and the hard work of her family, breaking through to open communication via RPM, we know that she's a comprehensive genius who composes music, poetry, very skilled in regards to mathematics. She even knows foreign languages. We'd have known none of that without RPM. It's been as big of a breakthrough for non-speakers in terms of their ability to communicate as sign language was for the deaf. You could also point to Braille in terms of being able to read for the blind. So please spread that word far and wide. May God richly bless you for doing so. And thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. Please say an Ave Maria for yours truly, and I will talk to you again very soon. Goodbye, and God love you.